You're listening to a Grow Great Quick Hit for April the 11th, 2017. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. You ever wonder what the late-night talk show hosts, comedians, and various other people would do if President Trump had not been elected president? Finger-pointing. I don't care where you are on the political spectrum. That's not the point. This is not a political show, and I'm not going to wax forth about politics, but it does seem to me that I'd kind of like to hear something else, wouldn't you? All the finger pointing, all the blame game. But it's what we do. It's the world that we live in. It's the world that we've always lived in. It has always been the case and will always be the case. I'm vexed by it when I see it in the business context. This morning I was listening to Sports Talk Radio, and they were talking about the ratings for the Masters Golf Tournament and how it was down, I believe they said 11% over last year. And some were blaming, well, the weather was very good. The weather was very good. The weather was very good nationally, someone said. And I'm thinking, I've heard this before. Coming from the luxury retailing business, retailers are notorious for blaming a lack of foot traffic on weather conditions. The weather's either too good, the weather's too bad. I mean, you can't win for losing. The weather can't just be just right, because we have to look at some external circumstance as the cause for our failure, when that probably is not the case. President Trump is not what is wrong with America, and likely isn't going to be necessarily what's going to be right with America any more than Hillary Clinton would have been or Bernie Sanders would have been. As a business person, as a business owner, as a business leader, just buck it up. We have to take control over the things which we have control over, full well knowing that we don't control so many things, but politics is the least of it, and weather is the least of it. I want to focus on two things because I sense that business owners always historically tend to get far too wrapped up about so many extraneous things beyond their control, and they lose sight of the two things that they have tremendous control over. You have tremendous control over the effort that you put forth, and you have tremendous control over the speed with which you execute that effort. Let me begin with a little bit of a story. So I'm hired as a hi-fi salesman when I'm a teenager. I've never done this before. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm 15, 16 years old. I knew equipment like the back of my hand because I studied equipment. I loved the gear. I loved turntables and preamplifiers and reel-to-reel decks and all the rest of it, and speakers and cartridges and tone arms. I loved it. Don't ask me why. Paid close attention to it, but that did not mean that I knew everything about every piece of gear in the particular store that first hired me. So here's what I did, and I did this intuitively. I didn't do it because anybody coached me. I didn't do it because anybody held a gun to my head. I did it because intuition told me I've only got control of a couple of things. And the one thing that I absolutely positively knew I had control over was the effort that I put in. I made it my job to put in more effort than anybody, and basically to put in as much effort as I could, no matter what anybody else was doing. So I had a tablet and I had a pen, and I walked around. I walked around and I made a note of every piece of equipment, and I wrote down everything I could, every potential prospective selling point of that piece of product, where it was located on the floor, and the price of it. And when I say I wrote down every potential benefit, I wrote them all down, because intuition told me that even though somebody else might sell that exact same item, if I was the guy who told the prospect, if I was the guy who told the customer, the shopper, about that feature, guess who would get credit for it? Yeah, that's right. I would. So I did this. Now, this was a store that had three or four different sound rooms. You don't remember these days, but hi-fi stores had sound rooms, and sound rooms typically had sliding patio glass doors so that you could see into the room, but you could close the door, hopefully to keep a little bit of the sound out, so that people could answer phones and continue to conduct business. So I would go sound room by sound room. Sound room one, and I would write down every piece of gear in it. The second thing that dawned on me was the speed issue. I knew that the quicker that I could do that, the more helpful I could be to more shoppers. But speed also came into it in another way. I knew that as people came into the store or as the phone would ring, if I could be the first person to them, guess what? I could get more sales. This was a straight commission job. And what I found myself, I found myself surrounded by two or three other salespeople who, they were more interested in just loitering. They were more interested in just being there. They were more interested in just doing time. Well, I wasn't. Now, granted, I was a rookie and I was, well, we were all youthful, but I had this youthful exuberance and I was pumped. I was pumped. So I had all of my kind of my crib notes. I had made all of these notes. I was studying this stuff. I knew where equipment was. I knew the price off the top of my head. I knew various features and various benefits so that as I was talking to a shopper, if something they said made me think of a feature that I thought, you know, this is going to be a feature that they're going to care about, then that's what I would go into and I would look for their eyes to light up. But I also was, I was quick about all of that, but I was quick to serve people. I was Johnny on the spot. In fact, so Johnny on the spot was I that one day a customer comes in, they've got a turntable in their hand. Now, I'm fairly new at the job, but I've already embraced this quick to the door action. So I very quickly go up, and it was a lady, and I take the turntable from her. I said, here, let me help you with that. We had a technician, we had a shop, and I take the turntable. I'm assuming that she wants to get it serviced or something. Well, she had just purchased it. She had purchased it some weeks ago, and it had some particular problem. I don't remember what the problem was. Well, I noticed that none of my coworkers are anywhere in sight. They had already been conditioned and learned that when somebody comes walking in the door with a piece of gear, you run for the hills because that means they've got a problem. Well, I didn't understand this, and my frame of mind was very, very different. My viewpoint was very, very different. This was an opportunity to serve somebody. And I intuitively knew that this is an opportunity to serve somebody and to dazzle them. And when they come back for more equipment, or if they send somebody in, I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy. And I remember that she left, and I remember she was very complimentary and appreciated the help. I don't know if I ever got any business from her or not, but I can tell you, I know for a fact that there were many other people after that, who I did the exact same thing, and I absolutely did get sales from, and I did get referrals from. So here's the lesson for today's quick hit. There's two things that you can control, and I think you need to stop looking at President Trump. You need to stop looking at the government. You need to stop looking at all the other excuses you have for why your life sucks, and you need to own the two things that you have tremendous control over, and that is, number one, your effort. And number two, the speed with which you put that effort to work. So get busy. Do the work. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Thanks for listening.